Hey everyone, welcome. Yeah, I still have a sweater on. It's still cold in Syracuse, New York, but perhaps this too shall change, and before too long I'll actually not have a sweater on. But anyhow, this time around I thought I'd start by just telling you a story. It's a very true story in every detail, and it very much explains how and why I proceeded with Clinic Tracker the way I did. The point of this particular account will be that my situation a number of years ago required that I go beyond a system that simply offered an electronic health record and some reporting. While those features were important to me, what I needed even more was a way to make sure I could easily comply with the terms of contracts I was negotiating and with the increasing burden of regulations that were coming from the state and insurance companies at a very rapid clip. This is just when there was all sorts of investigations for and dinging of clinics for Medicaid fraud because progress notes weren't signed and such. So I think the story is worth relating because I know from talking to colleagues that things haven't changed that much through the years. And if anything, it seems to me that clinic managers nowadays have even more urgent needs for a practice management system that keeps their operations on the straight and narrow. So a number of years ago, I saw some opportunities to work with our local Department of Social Services to provide child psychiatric services to kids who were placed in care. It was your basic win-win. DSS got high-end psychiatric services for children who most needed it and who traditionally had been served with some sort of helter-skelter hodgepodge of community providers who weren't working together at all. And we had some opportunities for training, for some research, and to earn some money so that we could expand our services and hire more staff and get more interns, et cetera. The rub was that the commissioner in charge and the one that followed her were sharp, and they insisted on regular reporting about our clinical activities. We also billed them based on the quantity and nature of the services we offered, as well as the time we spent in collateral activities like phone calls and schools and pediatricians and such. Some of what we had to do by way of providing data was sort of obvious, like how many children we saw in the last 90 days, or how many appointments we provided during that time. Other obligations became more refined, like how many of those appointments were for play therapy, how many were for work with the family as a whole, for psychopharmacology, et cetera. And then they wanted to know how many of the kids were that we were seeing were in foster placement as opposed to some of their in-house programs and on and on. Now, keep in mind that we only had the most rudimentary systems at the time, mainly hash marks and legal pads and the beginnings of a computer clinic database. I also just had one secretary for all of our services and not enough income in the contract or any of these contracts to really to pay for much more. And as you've heard me talk about in past broadcasts, the software packages at the time could give me an electronic medical record, they could help with billing, they had some canned templates for paperwork, but that was about it. The vendors would just stare at me blankly, and they would really just stare at me blankly when I asked, well, what's involved if I need to prepare a report that lists out these 15 indicators, these statistics, broken down by these five different groups over a reporting period of my choosing, let's say 90 days? Or how do I get the system to notify me if we're providing more than the agreed upon number of appointments during the last 30 days? I didn't want to be giving away too many services, right? And here's one that got the blankest stare. We agreed that we'd see children for an intake within 5 days. So can the system tell me the average number of days it takes us to see children from the point of referral for the intake? And by the way, can it actually alert me when a referral comes in and we haven't seen them within the 5 day span so I could make sure that that got covered? Now, the way I looked at it, if I was going to commit to this contract, I darn well better be able to make sure I was honoring our obligations. And the only way I knew how to do that was to have a system that allowed me to nimbly track and report on our activities. I also needed to serve as a kind of early warning system if we were veering off from meeting our responsibilities. And I also definitely wasn't patient enough to wait for programmers to generate reports and the data I needed. these commissioners expected reports on time. They expected them to be accurate. I had to sit across the table and talk about it with them. So it was obvious to me that the only way I'd get a system to work for me is if I designed it myself. Now, the other contributing factor was that the State Office of Mental Health was seriously tightening up their requirements for a clinic certification. To me, the scariest part was that they were shifting to scheduled site visits, from scheduled site visits to unannounced ones. And that was a big concern because in the past, we would know when they were coming and then we just get all the secretaries and a bunch of the providers and staff to come in over the weekend, go through all the files and try to get us within at least spitting distance of compliance. Now that game had changed and we had to change as well. If we were going to be a compliant, we had to be compliant 24/7. We either then had to come up with a system that allowed us to do that or we could be in trouble, and not in significant trouble. So it was pure necessity that was the mother of this particular invention. I either came up with a system that could help me manage the growth of our programs, or I'd have to back off from looking for these contracts and the opportunity for us to grow, which I really wanted to do. I've always liked building programs, and I also just felt good about contracts would allow us to serve those most in need as opposed to those who were more of the worried well contingent. Now, I could go on great length about the various aspects of our services that I wanted to coordinate and track using the system once I got it into my head that you could use computers to do this. So we started subspecialty clinics like for anxiety and for ADHD, and we needed to account for them separately from our general clinic. And they also had specialized forms that they wanted to make available that our general clinics didn't use. Then we realized we'd better keep a close eye on the release of information forms. So we developed a system that let us know when those papers had to be resigned. And then the Department of Social Services got interested in how many of their children were on one psychotropic medication as opposed to two and three. This was during times when there was particular concerns about overprescription of psychiatric drugs for children. And then there were some black labels, some black box warnings, and they wanted to have assurance that we could detect who was on a particular medication that was identified so we can get back to the providers and to DSS, and it just went on and on and on and on. And so through the years and with the input of our staff, we kept on looking for ways that I could know or that any of the other supervisors could know with a click of a button where we stood on in any number of dimensions. But again, what was most important to our long-term survival is that I never wanted to have to wonder, and I never did have to wonder, whether our progress notes were signed or whether we were in compliance or not in compliance with any of the performance indicators at the Office of Mental Health or DSS or anybody else that was important to our accreditation. So that's how Clinic Tracker ended up being much more than a way to keep an electronic health record or just to bill. It evolved into a practice management system, into a system that could put me in a situation where I could always modify it, always expand it as I needed it, or as I had some bright idea, or more likely somebody else had some bright idea and said, hey, shouldn't it be able to do X? Now, I have to say, what surprises me is that as best I can tell, what became Clinic Tracker and now what we offer still is the only system, or at least one of very few systems, that gives managers that sort of total control over what they can track, how they can track it, how they can report on things, and how they can set up workflows, alerts, and notifications. As best I can tell, and it's been with some effort, so it's not totally made up or just pride of authorship, there's no other system, even nowadays, that lets you manage to this extent, where you can design reports by yourself without having to rely on anybody. You can develop compliance systems so that you can check on any number of different dimensions. I really don't know why our system is one of few or the only one that provides managers with this kind of instant infrastructure that they can continuously customize as needs arise. It may be that managers don't think through as much as they might, the extent to which software should help them manage their operations, as opposed to just offering a way for providers to keep their notes and bill for services. Maybe administrators already have enough staff who can do things manually and it works for them. Maybe the state regulators don't do what some of our state regulators do and get some idea that everybody should be reporting in some particular way. Maybe people are a whole lot smarter, definitely could be more disciplined than I am. I don't know. It just seems to me that now more than ever, we're all under pressure to be as efficient and alert as we possibly can be. And by thinking through how we can use software to automate and track and report on everything we can and set up as many workflows as we can, we're all on a better place. So I know this sounds like a shameless pitch, which I guess it is, but I'm honestly amazed by how many people we get coming to us who have had to switch to our software because their system couldn't adjust. It couldn't come to handle their needs, changes in billing, changes in insurance demands, etc. So that's what I got to say for today. And I do have a question. Do you have an example from more recent times of the kinds of changes a clinic needed to make because state requirements changed? I'm going to talk about this more next week to give you some examples. I've been asking our support and implementation people about that, and I've got some interesting things to tell you that might illustrate this more and perhaps seem a little less self-serving. But for example, we have a clinic in the state of Washington that needed to come to us because the state, and I'll give you better details on this next week, but the state essentially was requiring that clinics provide the clinical documentation, progress notes, etc., in standard forms. And the system that this group had used couldn't be changed so that it could generate the data in that standard form and do whatever tracking they needed to do. As I say, I'll find out more about it. But they came to us and, you know, we have Form Builder. We were able to build the forms the way they wanted it. We could report it out. We could send it out electronically. And so they were able to grow and at least become compliant in that way. Let me see if there are any other questions. I guess not. Well, listen, I'll be talking to you next week. Thanks again for listening. Bye-bye now.